St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, hello and welcome to The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob Cupp joining you with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, ready to talk about some local music tonight. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
I see you have your Biker Brewhouse shirt on. You guys were just jamming out there this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And continuing on with the Let Freedom Ring tour with Gary Burke III, and our friend Sour Mash joined us as well. And you spoke to Larry last week on the show about that. And love the Biker Brewhouse. It's one of our favorite places to play, and just great people out there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, well. I was at a family reunion this weekend. Otherwise, I'd have been there because we'd have been hop, skipping, and jump away from where we usually would be
on the weekend.
So, doggone it. I told Larry that. I said, I'm coming over at some point.
But, well, let me know. We'll go have some beers.
There we go. I'll be in.
Let go of my arm, Bob.
But good to see everybody on board here tonight and ready to listen in to some great music. And we've got some new stuff. We've got some things to discuss. And we're going to be visiting with a gentleman named Jared Kreger of the Jay Kreger Band. Now, he is out of kind of the Weirton, West Virginia area, down in the valley there. But he's got some musicians from all over Western Pennsylvania, including somebody right in our backyard. We're going to find out about them. Sounds like they've been really kicking some outlaw kind of stuff out in the last few years.
Yeah, we've been hitting that area a little bit here lately with Melissa Quinn Fox, and we had the Keller Band on not too long ago. Yeah. And good to be hearing from that neck of the woods.
Absolutely. And, we've been going from north, south, east, west, up to Erie and back down again. And before you know it, we're going to go out toward the Slippery Rock area. And it's always funny that the address is Slippery Rock. Kind of feels like Prospect Portersville kind of thing, but that's where it is. We're talking about Cooper's Lake, which is right off Interstate 79, Route 422. In fact, when you drive I-79, you can look right into the confines of Cooper's Lake Campground. And a month and a day from today, we will be sitting down at 7 o'clock on August 21st for the Singer, Songwriter in the Round, presented by Ram Automotive for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
It is approaching fast, and we're going to be doing something pretty special that weekend as well, like we do every year. And voting for that is underway now, just as a reminder to you all. You only have, 11 more days.
That's right. Voting for the Grassy. It will be announced at the Band Jam, and will the streak continue? This is the 13th year for the Grassy. 12 of the 13 years, ironically, even though the voting list comes out well after the list for the Band Jam has been set. But 12 of the 13 years, the artist or musician or band has been at the Band Jam. And what do we have on there? Four.
It's a small, it's only about a third of the
So
the field there.
It's probably not going to continue. I don't know. Will it? You got to find out. Go to thebandjam.com and we'll see if you're going to be there. So, but boy, great night. Thursday, August 21st, just a kind of an informal sit down, listen to some musicians tell you about their stories. Pretty much what we do right here every Sunday night when we have a guest in the studio. They tell us what they're all about. They tell us why they wrote songs. And boy, the list that that Mr. Utah has put together for this is very impressive. Ben Valisak hasn't been playing in a while. He's coming to the Band Jam. Tell us about songs he's written. How about that?
I love that.
Yeah. Samantha Sears, same thing. Go back in the early days of our show here on Sunday nights, we came across Samantha Sears and was like, boom, fell in love with her music, her voice, such a talented musician. Jordan McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And he is one of the Grassy nominees with a guy who was part of Songwriter last year.
Will we be giving him the Grassy Award, Bob?
I don't know. It's up to you, the voters out there, but Jordan McLaughlin's going to be there. Mr. George Fisher, who is not only a very talented songwriter, he's just a good person. It's always fun chatting with George.
Yes, a very dear friend of mine as well. So glad to have him be a part of this.
Yeah, and he's been trying to get me and you to go out golfing.
Well, he has to teach me how to golf first. Hello, George.
Well, I'll bring some golf clubs out to the Band Jam site. There's a lot of room at 440 acres. You can try cracking the ball. How about that?
That'll be fine. I'll pull something, and then I won't have to lift anything the rest of the weekend. And just sit there and drink beer and listen to music.
And then Morgan Gruber is going to be there as well. And, of course, a young lady out of Wampum, Pennsylvania, who's been playing tunes from Wampum to Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah, nationally known.
How about it? It's going to be a great night. And that's free of charge to come out. 7 o'clock, Thursday, August 21st. The rest of the weekend, main event starts up Friday night at 5 and all day Saturday. Get your tickets for that. You have to have a ticket to get in unless you're 17 and under. Then you tell Mom and Dad, come on out with me because I get in free. But if you want to camp, that's a separate deal through Cooper's Lake Campground. But you can find all the information, see all the acts that are going to be there, all the great sponsors that are part of our event this year at thebandjam.com.
Yeah, Mom and Dad, take me to the Band Jam or I'm stealing the car.
Hey, well, there you go. And, of course, keep your ear to the radio, too, because ticket drops presented by your local area McDonald's restaurants have been occurring. And there's one in July and there's one more in August where you might be able to cruise to a local McDonald's when we're there and get free tickets.
Yeah, that's they were in line last time. I heard Tyler got like almost beaten up over it.
Right. Well, hey, Band Jam tickets are in demand.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So, Jay Kreger Band coming up. We're going to visit with Jared Kreger coming up in a couple of moments. But we've got some fun stuff to play. We're going to kind of go new and old out of the gate here.
All right. Yeah. Hey, heard from our good friend Rob Roush, also known as Acoustic Fingers. And apparently there's somebody in his family. He says he's the only country fan in the family. So he wrote this song for his brother, who is the country fan. But he says it's just a fun little outlaw country song that he put together. And he's right. It's a fun little outlaw country song. And it's called Gun Shy. So we'll come out of the gate with that.
Well, you know, I personally love the material, and we both do. Every bit that Rob's put out, and he's been a multi-time Grassy nominee in the past as well. So let's listen to it, and we'll follow that up with the first Grassy Award-winning band and song ever. And they were the first to take the opportunity to not only win the award voted on by you, the listeners, but be able to go down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, our first sponsor of the show here tonight, is Jim Harpel again this year for the winning act, band, musician, whoever it is. We'll get another opportunity to go down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, record with Jim, and he will produce, mix, master, and complete the project of a song for the Grassy Award-winning band. So that just puts a little more pressure on you, the listeners out there, to respond and get out and vote for this.
That's a great prize. Yeah, it's really cool of Jim to do that. And I've spent a lot of time in the Meat Locker Recording Studio. It's a cool place to be.
Yes, absolutely. So make sure you're voting 977rocks.com. You can vote once a day through the end of the month here. But the first ever Grassy Award-winning song, one of these days by the band Highway 4. It's on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7 along with Acoustic Fingers right now.
I want to tell you a little story. I used to load my bullets every morning and fire my gun all day. I used to love on the run and let the shells fall where they may. I used to ride out into the wild with one thing on my mind. But now I'm gun shy. I'm gun shy. Hey, are you with me so far? I used to run out into battle, but now I keep the peace. I used to raise a lot of hell, but now I'm heavenly. I used to toss my caution to the wind with zero cares to give, but now I'm gun shy. Feels like I'm why I'm gun shy.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken too. Pair your flame grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back into our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, and this upcoming segment being brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you. Of course, presenting sponsor of Center Stage at the Band Jam each and every Friday morning when we take a look inside what you're going to get to hear in a month, well, less than a month from now, because you already have been setting up the tents and bringing the chairs. Yeah. Well, it's August 21st, so this is the 20th.
Right about there.
But they bring Center Stage your way, and we take a preview of some of the acts you'll get to see at the Band Jam. Check it out, thebandjam.com.
That means I have just a few weeks to get all the permits and licenses and everything in order. I'm behind again, boss.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But you always get it done. So we'll be okay, and you all need to be there and check out some of the great acts that we're going to be checking out. And we're going to check out a new act for our first visit. Here tonight with Jared Kreger of the Jared Kreger Band. He's in from, Steubenville, Ohio area?
Right outside there. Weirton, West Virginia is where I live at.
Okay, Weirton. Okay, well, welcome to Butler, good old Butler. You ever been up in the Butler area before, Jared?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's find out a little bit about you. You're actually originally a native of Texas. And what I recall in our little visit pre-gaming Joseph. Here, very small little town.
Small little town in Texas. Josephine, Texas is the name of the town. And I think there was like 301 people when I was growing up there. And now it's probably up to 800 and something.
Yeah.
One of the fastest growing Texas cities.
Not far from Dallas.
Right outside of Dallas, North Texas area. Yeah. It's a great little town to grow up in.
So, Cowboys fan?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's been a lot of woeful time, I'm telling you.
Getting all my memes out now. I got a whole bunch.
It's been a hard road.
No, he's a Green Bay guy. He's one of those guys that get the vote.
I mean, these guys have put us out of the playoffs a few years in a row. It was awesome. You cheated twice.
Oh. I see. All right, pulling the plug on this interview.
Of course, the Steeler fan on this side, we went and stole his quarterback. So.
Love it.
Good luck with that. He'll be running the team in no time.
Some fun stuff. Hey, wouldn't be a good fun sport if you didn't jaw about it, right?
That's right.
But I remember the heartbreak. I finally took the poster down from 30. XXX. Yes, I took that. I had that. Why do I have that up there? That was a losing year.
I think I have the coin from the coin toss of that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
That's when Jerry came in and paid off Neil O'Donnell to throw the Super Bowl. But anyway, let's talk about some music. So how did you end up this way?
I met my wife. We were both military, and so she's from outside Waynesburg, and that's kind of what drew us to this area. And
yeah.
Settled down and raised some kids here, and that part's kind of gone through, and now we're kind of looking for the next thing.
So the family evolution has led you somehow, some way, and dropped you into the music.
Right here into Butler, PA.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, thank you and your wife for your service, and it's cool that you met each other. But two different branches of the military, right?
Yeah. Actually, some of my buddies had met some of her friends, and was through mutual acquaintances, and 25 years, 26 years later, we're still kicking it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So What led you into the music scene? How did you play music when you were in the military, or was this just something that was
No, great? It's just always something that's been in the background. You know, I can remember as a young child that, you know, that's the things that I wanted were CDs and tapes. And then as I grew, you know, I had kids young and had responsibilities. And so that stuff was always in the background. And it just never got a chance to bubble over until about 39. And as my kids grew up, and that gave me a lot more time to sit with myself, and this started bubbling out. And here we are 5 years later.
Wow.
So, trying to promote some songs.
Yeah, that's awesome. So a little bit of a late blooming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you found this passion that obviously was kind of probably gnawing at you for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
You just couldn't do anything with it because of circumstance.
Yeah.
Had you grown up in a musical family? I mean, did you learn how to play guitar young? I mean,
absolutely not. I mean, and my mom always says, you know, I always wished that we had a musical family, and it just wasn't. It just wasn't. I mean, we were working class people. You know, everybody had something to do, and you had things you had to take care of. And so a lot of that stuff just took a back seat. And like I said, it was always there. I've found songs and old books that I have that I'd written when I was 18 years old. And for whatever reason, I was signing and dating them. You know what I mean? Which is insane. It'll have the date on it. And
wow.
Have no idea why. You know what I mean? It was just something that was always there.
Wow.
And...
But you were definitely inspired to do this.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, in some
fashion, you know,
yeah.
I think a lot of people have that, and they just never, afforded the opportunity to see it blossom.
Yeah.
Because of life and responsibilities.
Right. Or chosen to pursue it.
Yeah.
Did you have an influence? I mean, did you grow up listening to country music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, country was all you had in North Texas. You know, I mean, that was really the big thing. And, Garth Brooks was a huge influence, and some of the George Strait, you know. And then as I grew up and got a little older, Waylon Jennings and some of these outlaw influences. And then MTV comes along, and we're listening to Headbangers Ball and Yo MTV Raps. And, you know, now the influences are coming from everywhere that were so foreign growing up in Josephine, Texas. Because you just didn't have those radio
stations. So you had cable there?
Yeah, we did. We did. We had a couple stop signs. it was a growing metropolis there in Josephine.
So you started to write this material. Well, obviously you started writing a long time ago, but you started to really put the music angle of this, you said, in the last handful of years.
Oh, yeah. I think I picked the guitar up for the first time at 39. Always wanted to learn. Always, you know, had a love affair with it. Just never had the time for it. And when the time afforded itself, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to pick one of these up. And my son, his great-grandfather had given him a little bitty classical guitar. I didn't know that at the time. I was playing it, and it had the little plastic strings on it, and I'm like, man, I hate the sound of this thing. So to this day, that guitar has steel strings on it, from where I would just, okay, if I'm going to stick with this, and I'll try to beat out some rhythms and learn some chord progressions, and if I do, I'll go buy me a guitar. And so a couple years later, I go out and buy my first guitar. So that was probably 40, 41. Picked up my first guitar and started trying to figure out how to take what was in me and pour it into that guitar.
Wow.
And so.
And obviously you had a lot of the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
And you had lyrics ready to go. You just needed to find a way to put that music to it.
Yes.
Did that come as easy as penning the words?
The words always came easier. And even still today, the music side of it, I'm very elementary with it. You know, I got a great band around me that I bring them the bones of this thing, and we start to flesh it out together. And so they have a big part in the sound of this band, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I usually bring these songs, they're very elementary, and here's the chord progression, here's where the stops I think should be, and here's where the buildup should be, and, you know, I let them lead
hand
players.
Over to
and,
them.
Yeah, you, that's what you do.
Yeah,
you're the drummer, man. Put a drum beat to that. You know, and we'll see if we like it. Oh, we like it. All right, let's keep going. And so, And that's fun that way. It really is a good time that way.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out who the band members are and more, but let's give a listen to the Jared Craiger Band, and you got a song, well, ironically called Leave That Gate Open, and obviously the gate's open for you in the last handful of years, but tell us about this song.
So that song, I don't know, it's been part of who I am, I guess, for a long time, and it just was born out of this idea of, we've all had a little dog. My daughter has this little dog that I told her a long time ago, that dog doesn't live here, and it never left. Because that's just the way it goes, you know. And every time we have a few dogs out there, and you can let all them dogs run that property except for that one, because it'll leave. And as soon as you open that door, it'll run off. And I'm a lot like that little dog. I don't mean no trouble. I don't mean no harm. I'll come back. I just got to run. And so that's where this was kind of born out of. Leave that gate open. And
well, let's give it a listen here. It's the Jared Craiger Band. Leave that gate open on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Sleeping in doors, ain't been misbehaving, hell, I've been a good boy. Wish my luck would turn around, it's been too long since I've been out. I've been watching, I've been hoping, somebody leave that gate open. When I'm done, but I've been watching, I've been hoping, somebody need that gate open. They call me the king of the two-step, been doing it for years. On the dance floor, it's kind of simple, but in life, it'll drive you to tears. One step forward and two steps back ain't no way to be lived. But I had my ways and learned some things playing this hand that I've been given. This old world gets crazy, life can hit real hard. And if I'm being honest with my problems, I play my part. No sense in dwelling on the past, just some lessons I have learned from life kicking my ass. Life kicking my ass. Good friends and bad habits. turn it upside down, and everyone takes a beat. Sometimes you get knocked down, but that don't mean you're out of the fight. Get up and go another round. And this old world gets crazy, and life can hit real hard. And if I'm being honest with my problems, I play my part. No sense in dwelling on the past, just some lessons I have learned from life kicking my ass. Life kicking my ass. Makeup covers up the ugly. Take her swimming on the first day. If you're gonna be dumb, well, you gotta be tough. Here just my blood. This old world gets crazy, and life can hit real hard. And if I'm being honest with my problems, I play my part. No sense in dwelling on the past, just some lessons I have learned from life kicking my ass. I said, life's been kicking my ass. Oh, life's been kicking my ass.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee. At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment being brought to you by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Stop on by, browse around. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. They have something for everybody, especially as you hear in their commercial, it's grilling season. They get some stuff they'll put on the grill for you. Stop up and see them at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, overlooking the city of Butler. We're with Jared Kreger of the J. Kreger Band. Got to kind of back up. I was calling it the Jared Kreger Band, but you kind of shortened it up a little bit because you said your wife was involved for a little while, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early on. She used to come up and sing with us, and we were had a total different sound and a total different band back then, and just like the family evolution, the band does the same thing. It kind of, and the personalities changes of the whole band with each member as it comes and goes. It, the sound changes, and so it's been an evolution of its own.
Yeah. So you are what you are. The
yeah,
J.
absolutely.
J. Kreger Band. Absolutely. I like that. Tell us about Kicking My Ass. We just heard that coming into the
band. So that song was born out of, you know, like I said, I have five kids, and this was, I guess, if I could give you a little advice, here's some lessons I learned from life kicking my ass. And that's kind of how this song was born. And kind of tongue-in-cheek. There's a lot of good advice in there and some tongue-in-cheek advice in there. So okay. it was a good time writing that one.
Some show and tell.
That's right.
Tell us about the guys you have with you right now in the Jay Crager Band.
My bass player's name's John Dezak. He's from Cannonsburg. He's a businessman out there. Great friend, great bass player. Just an all-around great, great guy. I have two brothers that play guitar for me, Rich Johnson and Adam Johnson. They're from up around New Kensington in Lower Borough. And my drummer, we just picked up Tim Morbido. He's from around here, and this is his stomping grounds out in this area in Beaver County. And so
okay. I was going to say I recognize that name. So maybe I've come across him somewhere along the line. So you have quite a bend. You're covering the tri-state area.
Yeah,
we're
trying to run around, and that's the fun part, you know, when you get to run around and make music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we are definitely trying to cover the area.
Yeah. So being that you're from the Weirton area, how did you come across these guys? Was it just meeting them in music circles coming along the way?
You know, the crazy thing, and I tell everybody this. As the band was evolving, some of these guys came along because as you start putting pieces into place, then other players come along and say, man, I want to be a part of that, or I want to be. But every one of these dudes came off of Craigslist.
I almost said Craigslist.
Every one of these guys came off of Craigslist. I'm not lying. I would put out a thing with, okay, here's kind of what I'm looking for. And you have to sift through a lot of chafe to get to something that's worth it. But, every one of these guys I found right off of Craigslist by putting an ad out or seeing an ad, guitarist looking, drummer looking.
Cool.
And get together and see if we can't vibe, make music together.
We'll call it the Craigslist.
That's right. And that's what it could be, the Jay Craigslist band.
And you said these guys really add into the music then.
Oh, absolutely.
What your thought process comes to be, it really becomes a band experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, I'm hoping that they can feel good about the parts of the songs as well, because they have a hand in this.
Yeah.
And they get to kind of help direct the way that the song fleshes out. Mm-hmm. And what a better way to write music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
what a great way to write music.
Do you guys, are you just releasing singles right now, or are you putting the process together? Any plans for the future here?
Yeah, so we are releasing singles right now. We really don't know what we're doing, so we write a song, get it recorded and mixed and mastered, and then we try to put it out about three at a time, put them out as singles. And I think what we're going to do is, once we get to a point where, okay, here's our first little album, we may put all those singles on the album, and here it is. And, it's just fun to see them get released, and then you get to come promote them, and that's the fun part.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the.
When you guys play out, are you just doing like showcase shows, your original music, or are you doing the whole club gig? You know, 3 hour.
We're doing right now. Mostly, it's all do the bar band thing and play five covers and try to slip one of yours in when they're listening. And that's really the formula we have right now. We're at a stage now where I think we have enough original music ready, and where we could go out and do some of these festivals. So that's going to be the focus for the next couple of years, or at least the evolution of it. Not that you don't want to do the bar scene, but you want to grow past it a little bit. And, where the focus is your original music, not covers leading into an original song.
Sure.
So, but we love playing. I mean, so we play anywhere anybody will listen, in some places where they're not.
Recently had an experience like that.
The band life, right?
That's right.
Phones are up and heads are turned. But
that's a fact.
But it's cool when they do respond to
you. Yes,
sure.
Absolutely. That's the payoff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do it for.
Yeah. So being that you guys are from different avenues of the area, when do you find time to practice, and how do you pull that together?
You know, that's a struggle on its own because everybody has their own stuff. And so you just have to find guys that are committed to doing that and who are committed to seeing this take the next step. And that's a lot of the reason why these positions or these people have evolved into, okay, maybe this was the right guy, just the wrong time. Yeah. And not that anybody who's ever played with us has ever left on bad terms. It's just, okay, this is where I get off. Mm-hmm. And so right now we do have that group of guys, and that's not to say that couldn't change tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
And so that's the struggle. You try to balance life and family and, you know, your mistress named music.
Yeah. I love that. We're visiting with Jared Kreger of the J. Kreger Band. Tell us where we can find some information. Where can we find
We're on Facebook at the J. Kreger Band on Facebook. We're at www.jkregerband.com. We have all sorts of social media, and you can find us on both of those, and there's a list of shows, and you can hear our newest releases and see some of our accolades and some of the places we've been.
Cool. I know it looks like you play pretty much the tri-state area, bounce around a lot of different locations. I do see for folks in our neighborhood, at least as far as the radio broadcast, you have a couple of visits coming up over at the 68 Feed.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people that play over in New Brighton.
Yeah, that's a great place up there. And we got a couple shows there, and I think here in August, they're going to have a benefit for the New Horizons School over there. So we'll be there running sound, and I think we'll grace the stage, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's great to meet you. We appreciate you taking the drive.
Thank
up
you
and
for having
some time
me.
With us from Weirton. We've got a couple more tunes we want to play. Tell us about Ain't Seen You.
Ain't Seen You is a song that was just born out of, you know, living life on the road for just about anybody that you can see, no matter their profession. It's written from a singer's perspective, and just traveling the road, seeing all the things that you see and not seeing the one thing you're looking for. And, you know, that's what that song is about. I've seen a lot of things, but I ain't seen you, and I've been looking.
And tell us about the legend of Popcorn Sutton. This is a classic name here.
The legend of Popcorn Sutton. I started writing that song about the liquor that he buried out in the woods and just the folklore and the mystery behind that liquor that was buried out there. And as I did, the song just more evolved into who this guy was and more about who he was rather than what he left behind. And that's become a crowd favorite, we have we're very, very fond of that song as well.
Well, I'm fond of the name. I caught it right away when that was on the list. I was like, all right, we got to find out what this is all about.
Yes, sir.
So, and pretty cool too. I see. Obviously, you do some vet things, being that you're connected.
Absolutely.
But pretty cool to have on your page that you're playing Cannon Max Stadium.
That's
too,
a fact. That's a
event,
fact. We do Tunnels to Towers out there every year, and we jokingly tell everybody that we're pulling double shift here because that show starts at 7 a.m. And so they get up and they do their 5K, and they do an awesome job at supporting Tunnels to Towers and vets and first responders. And it's a great, great, worthy event to get up early, early in the morning for.
That's pretty cool. And that'll be Saturday, September 13th.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pretty cool. Check out the jkregerband.com and more information on Facebook and more. And we're going to listen to Ain't Seeing You and the legend Popcorn Sutton. And Jared, hope to catch you out in the future, in the near future as well. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
J. Kreger Band tonight. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
I've been running far too long, out of sauce highway. Just another rolling stone, so Hank would say. Seen the hustle and bustle of the city, and some sleepy towns. Seen the bright lights of the country state slowly fade away. But I ain't seen you. I ain't seen you.
I've been out here chasing the lights. Don't look like I made it very far. Filled up at some local bar. Smelled your perfume when she walked in. Took me right back home again. And I wish you were sitting next to me, singing all the shit I seen. But I ain't seen you. Never seen this dream without your girl, playing music and seeing the world. But I ain't seen you. Up to no good, but he was doing the best he could. Never wanted to hurt nobody, just wanted to be left alone. And this is how the story goes. He ran a small moonshine still, tucked back on Snowbird Hill. Oh, but he was just getting started. Everybody knew his name. He had no filter, no shame. He was the last of a dying breed, sold liquor to make ends meet. Folk hero, outlaw, legend, you can just call him Popcorn Sutton. Before he knew it, he made himself a name. Wasn't long before the lawman came. Oh, and they threw Popcorn's ass in jail. That's how it go for the rest of his life. He had to fight for his birthright. Some say it was a hell of a life. Paper called him a scrawny mountain man. Long beard with a steady hand. But I tell you something, they'll never understand. From California to Maine, everybody knew his name. He had no filter, no shame. Was the last of a dying breed, sold liquor to make ends meet. Folk hero, outlaw, legend, you can just call him Popcorn Sutton. A giant up in them hills, making liquor from a copper still.
And if you're doing the thump cake waltz, they wanted to lock him in a cage for toting liquor in his old model leg. Oh, but he wasn't going out that way. With cancer and the feds closing in, he decided the way it would end. And his footstone says it all. From California to Maine, everybody knew his name. He had no filter, no shame. Was the last of a dying breed, so liquor to make ends meet. Folk hero, outlaw legend, you can just call him Popcorn Sonic.
It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, quickly approaching is the 7th Annual Music for the Cure, featuring the Noble Hops, the Ragged Company, and guests the Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, and Those Guys. Coming to 124 Maple Road, Carn City, that's the sessions at Blueberry Hill, Saturday, August 9th. Check out the Facebook page for ticket information. Don't miss Quality Life Services' continuing summer concert series, Thursday, July 31st, The Noble Hops from 6 to 8 p.m., free on the lawn, bring a chair, 160 Medical Center Road in Chicora. 2B's Acoustic will be at Back Home Barbecue and Brew, Friday, July 25th, from 6:30 to 8:30 on the Mars Evans City Road, and then they head to Sandfly Brewing in Punxsutawney, Saturday, July 26th, from 6 to 8 p.m., The Rock Done Right Tour comes in August to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets on sale now, thebandjam.com. And the 20th anniversary celebration of Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records coming on September 20th. Shady Lady Concert Calendar News, Thursday, July 24th. How about an A-Bait Bike Night at the 11th Frame with live music from Appalachian Honey from 6 to 9. Friday, July 25th, it's a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club, 6 p.m. Food and drink specials, and live music by Acoustic Tricks. Saturday, July 26th, the Oasis Pub in Erie, the Noble Hops are live, 6 to 9 on the patio, and the Moraine State Regatta, coming August 2nd. Lots of live music. Stay tuned for more details next week with a special feature featuring Amanda Becker.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com.
created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Welcome back in for our final segment of the show here tonight. Our grassroots show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Appreciate you tuning in. We love talking local music and spinning all these tunes for you, and we hope you're embracing the opportunity to see some of these acts, and especially see many of the acts that we talk about on our grassroots show at the festival that celebrates this show. That is the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station and our friends Lamat Productions. Will be back with the sights and sounds that weekend, August 21st through the 23rd at Cooper's Lake Campground. Check out thebandjam.com. And big shout out, thank you to Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies. They are located on North Main Street Extension, just north of the Clearview Mall on Route 8 in Butler, along with Band Together Pittsburgh. Folks who are creating music with people on the autism spectrum do incredible stuff. In fact, there will be a representation from Band Together Pittsburgh performing at the Band Jam this year. But without those two key sponsors right there, we don't have the opportunity to do something expanding, if you will, with regard to the Band Jam, and that is moving the stage this year. The natural amphitheater bowl was a neat setup, really cool atmosphere, but as it got bigger and expanded, we kind of ran out of room. It's just not convenient to be able to put pop-ups and chairs on the hillside.
Or sit on that hill for 8 hours or however long you want to watch all the bands for.
Yeah. So the stage is moving a little bit off to the side and back into an area where that will be conducive for expansion and make it comfortable for everybody to come.
Yes, if you go to cooperslake.com, they have a venue map there, and there's an area called Runestone, and it's right above Lakeview. And Runestone is the area where the stage will be placed this year. It's got a nice little tree line area behind it. Nice view of the lake, and hopefully just a little bit easier seating arrangements for everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody, because I hope everybody comes.
That's right. So bring your easy up, bring your chairs. You can come stay for the day, stay for the weekend, whatever. You can camp if you just want to come in and out. You can do that as well. Whatever suits your need. But again, you can buy a weekend pass, or you can buy just a ticket pass. And again, 17 and under, always get in free. But big thanks to Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies and Band Together Pittsburgh helping to present that. We talked about Ram Automotive presenting the singer-songwriter in the round on Thursday night. Our ticket sponsor this year, welcoming aboard for the first time, Big Rail Brewing, and the location they have just outside of Grove City, where they have one heck of a setup and have, well, they just recently had one of our performers are going to be at Band Jam, Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors, and they always pack that. But Big Rail Brewing, and they're going to have a presence. They're going to have some beverages out at Band Jam this year, in addition to the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers coming back for fostering music.
That's a lot of good beer, and I'm not lying to you when I say good beer. I mean, nobody makes beer better than Bash, and I love the selection they have out at Big Rail as well. That is a cool place to go see. If you haven't been there, I'm telling you right now, you got to go there and check that place out.
All right. And, of course, one of our sponsors of the show, Build the Scene, part of our Band Jam sponsorship, along with music from the 412, Scarfire Media, Quality Life Services, and, by the way, in 11 days from now, on the final day of voting for the Grassy, the Noble Hops will be at one of the Quality Life Services location where they have the free music on the lawn Thursday nights in Chicora.
Yeah, I hope they're ready for us.
I'm sure they will be. Jazz's Rockin' Road Show, part of the Band Jam sponsorship as well.
Yeah, and Jazz has a new YouTube channel active now also, so he is slowly uploading all of his episodes. Ooh. And, I mean, what a great show this guy has put together.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Liberty Corner Tavern, KEI Dumpster Rental, Dresky Entertainment, Veterans in Need Fund, and Bonus Accounting, all part of our Band Jam sponsorship. Check out the information, thebandjam.com. And please don't forget to vote for our local musicians who are up for a Grassy Award. 977rocks.com. You have, as I said earlier, 11 days to vote, and we announce the winner at the Band Jam in August, whether or not they're going to be there. Mm-hmm. But we need you to vote for it. 977rocks.com.
12 artists, one winner.
That's right. 13th year.
Yeah.
Who will 13th. Be the lucky 13? Oh. Well, be at the Band Jam and find out. Remember, kids 17 and under get in free. Let's dive into some music here. And I'm going to spin one more past Grassy artist, but we've got a new band here that you came across up somewhere in the hills of, I don't know, Venango County somewhere?
Yeah, at the Hills and Hollers Music Festival. I got to share the stage with these guys and been talking with them a little bit. They're out of the Cleveland area. In fact, they were once voted by the readers of Cleveland Scene Magazine as the best rockabilly band in the area. Wow. So, and they were kind of fun. They got had some cool little songs, and we're going to get them on the show here soon. But we'll spin their song, Here Comes a Reaper.
And they're called Lords of the Highway.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even say their name, did I? Thank you, Bob.
I like that. That's a catchy name. I was very intrigued. We walked into the studio. We got a million things to discuss. And I go, wow, who are Lords of the Highway? I got to find out about these guys. So, well, then how about Lords of the Highway to Stage of Dreams? And a Grassy Award-winning act from 2022 and their great song, Rooting for Ghost.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
2022, 3 years ago already. It's the Band Jam highlight when we announce the Grassy. Make sure you're there and tune in every Sunday night at 7 for the Grassroots Show. And don't forget, vote for the Grassy. 977rocks.com. Appreciate you tuning in here tonight as we present our show, brought to you in part by Build the Scene and Daily Tire and Auto. Go up and see Amanda. She'll introduce you to her dad. He'll do great work for you. Route 308 in Boyers.
Here comes the reaper, he's coming for you. why they betray the game. Oh, they take the sun and throw it into the sea. They took it from you. Yeah, they stole it from me. They slammed the door and threw away the key. Now I'm rooting for ghosts. Days of old. Now victory is sold. I'm rooting for. Rooting for ghosts. Damage is done. It can never be the way it was before. Who knows? How could you be so vain? Took everything and ten rounds strain. I hate the way you make me feel this life. And if the heroes of the past could judge you, I believe they'd feel the same way.
Rock. I hate myself for loving you. 97.7.
The last
I've disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. Submissively a man, or something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide?
Why do you listen to The Rock Station?
I don't know. I just enjoy